not for the choir, perhaps. All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to, I don't know, it's the fifth or sixth year of the of this little carol session we have here at TRL. And this is the first time we've run it in the evening to give a few other people an opportunity to come here. So welcome to you all. The small and select band here will sing a small and selected collection of music. Christmas carols vary from the great famous standards like Once in Royal David City and O Come O Ye Faithful, the great famous and well-known Christmas ones. But there's a whole raft of Christmas music from most European cultures and musical traditions, and we've got a variety of these here today. Most of them, of course, from the English snow and fog type Christmases. But Christmas, in that time of part of the Christian calendar, of course, is the joyful season of the year, midwinter though it be, and the first of the numbers we'll do for you is O Thou Joyful Day. Commonly, O Come O Ye Faithful is the next one we shall do for you. I'll find where we're released. Yes, right. And it really doesn't need any introduction, so it won't get one.
Oh,
one of the great traditions of Christmas carols, the English tradition at least, is the descant, which is a terribly high part written for sopranos so they can show off. And our people are doing their very best to show off for you, and it's not easy. The next one will be another one of the great classics, always associated with Christmas, Silent Night. Next one also tells a story associated with Christmas, although it's not part of the absolutely standard Christmas repertoire. It's the Coventry Carol. It's a very, very old, very, very old carol. It tells the story of the massacre of the innocents by Herod's soldiers. I'm not up with the complete detail of this, but the tale was that Herod either had a dream or there was a prophecy that there would be a Messiah and a new king of the Jews who was being born at that time. And he sent out his soldiers to kill all the children that were born during that interval. This is the slaughter of the innocents. And this particular carol is a reflection on that.
Thank you.
Now, there are two sides to this. Christmas music thing. Of course, many people like to hear the famous Christmas tunes and all those things associated with Christmas. The other side of the equation is the things that the singers enjoy singing. They're not always the same things. The next number, Laudate Nomen Domini, is by Dr. Ty, an Englishman, I believe, about 1553. And it's not strictly or normally used as part of the Christmas thing, but it's such a splendid little piece of music and suits these acoustics so splendidly that we will have included this in our programme for the last couple of years. And the name, the text, Laudate Nomen Domini, praise to the name of the Lord, is near enough Christmas to fit in, we think. As some of those sorts of places. It's a very pleasant place to sing in indeed. Flatters the voice something marvellous. the next one, Gaudete. Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus. Praise, or something of the sort. Christ is born. So it's got to be a Christmas piece, doesn't it? Well, in fact, it's something that the Steel Ice Band folk group did, at least in the early 1970s, as far as I know. Some of you might remember it from that era, but it is, they took a lot of English folk music and early music and built it into their electric folk, as it was called. And this Gaudete one, which they did at the time, was quite famous. Gaudete.
Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus, es Maria Virgine, Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus, es Maria Virgine.
Right, the next one we'll do, again, very, very commonly associated with Christmas. It doesn't seem to have anything particularly Christmassy about it. It's the well-known dramatic tale of Good King Wenceslas, which we shall do for you as soon as I find my copy. Again, for a little while, we'll stay with the extremely well-known Christmas pieces, almost as well-known as O Come, O Ye Faithful, while shepherds watched their flocks by night.
Thank you.
when it comes down to it, most of the carols that we're familiar with in this country are indeed English, and out of that tradition. And, of course, it's the midwinter and all those things there. So the next one is Past 3 o'clock and a Cold Frosty Morning. One and this one very much as a pair for some reason. Now, there's not a great deal of frosty nonsense in this one, but ding dong merrily on high.
Ding dong, merrily on high.
finally, for a moment, we move offshore from the English tradition, and the next one, Gabriel's Message, is a Basque carol. Story of the Annunciation, I think. The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. Some of them, at least, is that they've got about 97 verses, and your problem is always to decide which ones to leave out. That particular one only has 3 verses, so it solves that problem very nicely. The next one again is one of these that we sneak in because it's to my mind, at least, and I think we all enjoy it. It's just about a perfect piece, short piece of music. And it's a Hail Mary, Ave Maria, Grazia Plena. So it's sort of around the place with Christmas. It's by Jacob Arkadelt, who I think was a Flemish composer from the 1500s. Again, music built for this sort of music.
Thank you.
Again, you're staying offshore, so to speak. The next one is a Bohemian traditional carol. All these, of course, get taken into the English churches and English books and used, which is where we get them from. We haven't been to Bohemia for the occasion. The angels and the shepherds, yes, that story again. And in that area, the bagpipes is in fact a folk instrument. And you'll hear in the last verse a sort of a droning noise attached to the basses, which they're particularly good at. John Gardner, who's in fact a 20th century English church composer, as far as I know. It's when Christ was born of Mary Free, and we're going to play a little trick in this one, because there's some interesting bits where the men and women's parts sort of answer each other. We're going to separate the ladies. Yes, go on. The ladies are going to go up on the steps. By treading on any small children, you might think that.
Yeah.
Right, now we've reassembled ourselves and I've gathered my scattered wits. We return to one of the great standard Christmas standards, Once in Royal David City. This is one of those where one traditionally leaves out most of the verses. But you'll hear enough. Said at the outset, Christmas is deemed to be a joyous time in both the Christian and the commercial calendar. And just as we started with O Thou Joyful Day, the last one we shall do for you by our dear old friend George Frederick Handel, Joy to the World. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was a fine short programme. I should like to make a couple of acknowledgements, if I may. First of all, the Noel Wilson cop over here on the yes, well. Noel has stepped in to play for us this year when Ian Lewis, who has played for us for heaven knows how many years, has been freighted off to the city, sold down the river, and is generally not available to us. So Noel has dedicated his lunchtime a week to helping us out with this, and I've always been of the opinion that the accompanist in this game is far more important than the person who's actually conducting the thing. So thank you very much, Noel. You've done a splendid job for us, and you've probably inherited that role forever. person I should just mention very briefly is our organising genius. A thing like this doesn't happen unless someone is enthusiastic enough to rush around booking rehearsal rooms, sending people perpetual reminders to come, and all that sort of thing. So for quite a few years we had Lisa Fawcett, who was eager as a beaver and ran around desperately organising this for us. She also has been sold down the river. And Peter Campbell has been doing this for us this year, and thank you very much. Have you got something to say, Peter, or just head for the food?
I would like to thank the choir.
They're only here to enjoy themselves.
Because they've spent lots of time and had lots of fun trying to get in and out of the sticky and move project meetings and move other meetings and move all sorts of meetings around so they could attend practice and come out here at the drop of the hat. And they put a lot of effort into it and a lot of work, so I'd like everybody to thank the choir.
No mean feat to sing four-part harmony things on the basis of 1.5 hours rehearsal for about 8 weeks, which is what these people have done. So,
splendid job. I'd also like to thank Hugh Redlow and Lee Campbell, who have given us a bit of money to prepare all the food and drink at the back, and to Ron Hock for helping us set up all the sound effects and video.
Thank you. coming up to do something. Thank you very much.